The US President Barack Obama's announcement that the US plans to station 2,500 Marines in the Northern Territory within 5 years has prompted a sharp rebuke from China. Initially, the deal will see just 250 US Marines based in Darwin on six-month rotations, but the overall numbers will be built up over time. China has reacted suspiciously to the new Australian-US defence arrangement. A government spokesman in Beijing questioned the appropriateness of the deal, adding that China would never form such military alliances. From Beijing, here's China correspondent Stephen McDonnell.
There seemed little doubt in Beijing last night that the Chinese government is displeased with Australia's decision to host American troops in the north of the country. The Chinese government had already been briefed by Australia, so the announcement came as no great surprise. But when AM asked government spokesman Liu Weimin what China made of the deal, his response was clearly negative. It may not be appropriate to strengthen and extend this military alliance, he said. Whether it suits the common interests of countries around the region and the whole international community remains under question. He went on to say that China would never set up such a military alliance and instead promoted peaceful development. Asked if he thought the arrangement was designed to counter China's growing regional might, spokesman Liu said he hoped not. President Obama and other United States leaders have repeatedly said that they welcome a strong, prosperous and stable China, but they don't have any intention of winding back China. Well, we hope that the actions of the United States will match their words. If the government wasn't happy about the agreement, what about China's intelligentsia? Professor Jia Qingguo is from the School of International Studies at Peking University. Could he at least see why such a deal was smart for Australia?
Personally, I think it's not very smart for the Australian government to do this, because it doesn't contribute to Australia's security and creates additional friction between Australia and China. So I don't know how much Australia can gain from this.
What, and in fact, it might even hurt relations with our most important trading partner.
Oh, definitely.
Professor Jia did say, however, that Beijing understood that the troop numbers are relatively small and that Darwin is still a long way from China. But he believes his government is nevertheless upset about the move.
I think the Chinese government is concerned about the intention rather than about the actual capabilities.
So it's more the symbolic nature of this agreement that would worry the Chinese government.
That's my interpretation, and I think it's like the US is saying to Australia, you are supposed to be on my side, and Australia has agreed to it.
But do you think beyond making those comments, there's likely to be any sort of a response from the Chinese government?
I don't think there will be immediate massive response of any sort, but I think this would definitely add concerns to existing concerns about the U.S. effort to contain China. If this is what the U.S. is doing, then China definitely needs to reorient its strategy.
And as for Australia, Professor Jia says that it should be acting as a bridge between the United States and China rather than taking sides between the superpowers. This is Stephen McDonnell in Beijing for AM.